You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. We'll be right back. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. Thank you. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
In a fiery first half with few chances, AFC Totten take a one-goal lead into this second half at a sunny snow stadium. Oh, snowy would be funny in this temperature. Good afternoon and welcome back to Stags Radio, your home of live matchday commentary for all of AFC Totten's matches. I am Doug Webber and I'm joined by Ollie Howard. Ollie, a good first half from Totten, but they're going to need to be a bit more dynamic in the second.
Yeah, definitely. A one-goal lead is always nice to go into, but we definitely, I think, Dan Sackman, the main premise of what he was saying in the dressing room will be to double that lead, get a third or fourth goal, put this game to bed so we don't have to worry with 5 or 10 minutes to go.
Exactly. It does look like a change is being made by the away side, bringing on number 14, who is Lewis Wilson. We will let you know who has been brought off. Just hearing now. And it's the same on the announcements here. Not sure who has been coming off for him. It is number nine. So it's Benjamin Griffith, the star striker for Willand. That is an interesting change.
Yeah, it certainly is. I think it shows that maybe that Willand will be sitting back a bit more, they're trying to hit us on the counter-attack as opposed to creating their own chances themselves. They'll be looking to have a bit more defensive solidity to soak up the pressure. And, you know, I haven't seen any of Lewis Wilson before, but perhaps he's got a bit of pace to go forward to try and catch us out.
Talking about pace, Hoey with the throw in here, looking to release Gwengwe. Gwengwe with a little push in the back there, and they're able to clear it away, but only to Bourne, and then it's cleared by Guppy into the car park. Well, I say the car park, it's actually gone behind the stand, a long way away from where it needs to be. Throw in from Bourne to Tommaso. 1-0 lead for the Stags here at the Snow Stadium, live on Stags Radio. Thank you for being with us. If you have rejoined us for the second half, make sure you like and share this link so we can get as many people in as possible. And of course, if you have got a free Podbean account, you can get in touch with the show and we will respond to as many messages as we possibly can. Opportunity here on the far side. Griffin wins that ball. A little bit of help there from Jake Adams. Looks to play the ball around the corner and Reed keeps it in play. Regay finds Adams. Good ball around the corner there looking for Griffin. Griffin with an opportunity to get the ball into the box, but it's just cleared away. And Winland are able to drive away with it through Adam Poole. Keeps the ball there. And round the corner goes Ray. But it falls to Flukes. And Flukes just finds Noyce in goal for AFC Totten. And we'll give you a rundown of the team sheet. So Willand are George Burton in goal. Captain who's been booked is Josh Searle. William Richards, Adam Poole, Kieran Bailey, Ryan Guppy, Archie Ray, Glenn Gould, who has also been booked. And this is just break away from this. There's an opportunity here for Regay. Plays the ball into the box, but it's cleared away. Looking for Jake Adams again. Guppy with a ball out wide. And he's not able to keep it in play is Rice Leatherby. Yeah, so Gould, who's been booked. Rice Leatherby, Bailey Kempster, and the substitute, Lewis Wilson. Just seeing Adams come forward here. And there's an opportunity. It's been waved away. I thought there was an opportunity there for a free kick to be given. Nothing given, and it looks like Guppy's down and might need to receive treatment. But Lewis Noyce clears it long. Still in play. No stoppage in play here at all. And that's a good turn there by Bailey in centre-half position for Willand.
Yeah, he's really limping around the middle of the pitch, Guppy. He seems to be taking his stride a bit more now. Walking a bit more confident.
Good challenge there by Medway. And wins the ball again and finds Griffin. Griffin with the ball through to Gwengwe. And it's rolled into the hands of Burton. Under the pressure of Gwengwe. But Burton did really well there. We'll just run through the AFC Totten lineup as it is as yet. It is Lewis Noyce in goal. Back four of Bourne at right back. Regay in left back. Captain Medway and Robert Flukes, the new signing in centre halves. Midfield three of Adam Tommaso, Freddie Reed and Jake Adams. Another new signing for FC Totten. Ball around the corner there. Gwengwe's there. He's coming back. There was hands all over him. Can he get a shot away? He can, and it's over the bar, and it will be a goal kick. Front three there. Jack Hoey on the right, who has received a booking. Shaq Gwengwe and Sam Griffin on the left-hand side. But that was an opportunity there for Gwengwe.
I think it was really good the way he fashioned that chance there. He had a little bit of burst of pace, but something we don't see of him perhaps enough is how he held off the defender really, really well. Allowed him to open up a bit of space, got a bit of time on it, but just couldn't keep the shot down, unfortunately.
Flukes does well to show a bit of pace for a big lad there. And there's a challenge there, foot in on Reed. But as we mentioned in the first half, referee letting a lot go. Guppy's cross goes into the hands of Noyce, and Noyce's distribution is quick to Medway. Ball over the top to Gwengwe. Gwengwe with a little chest. Can he keep it in play? He can. Does brilliantly. Oh, and it must have just run away from him, just over the line, and it will be a throw into Willand.
As we have this stoppage in play, just going to update a few of you on the scores since we left for half-time, and Scholing have led the game and doubled their lead against Melksham Town. Ryan Kluwer and Daniel Mason both on the score sheet.
Local rivals and close in the table. Scholing with a lead. Froome with a lead as well. Bristol Manorham that are hot on the top four's heels as well. Opportunity here on the left-hand side for Willand. That's a good sliding challenge there by Callum Bourne. Really did need to make that because Kempster was bearing down on Lewis Noyce's goal.
That was a really brilliant tackle. He showed him over to Bourne's right side, which he favours, and then he slid him really, really confidently.
Seeing that Cinderford and Cirencester are still goalless, the top side. Cirencester against Cinderford, who are in the bottom three. It's a good challenge there. And it looks like Woody Angel is being called back by Dan Sackman. Willand on the attack still here with the ball out on this left-hand side. Plays the ball into the box and it's cleared away by Flukes. And we'll just throw down to Harry. Harry, is that what I've heard? Has Woody Angel just been called back?
Yeah, I've seen the board. It looks like he's coming on, but I don't know who for.
Okay, so we will get a little sight of that shortly, hopefully. We will keep your mic ready to fade up. It is a throw into Willand. And it's Richards with the throw. Ball above his head. Plays it inside. Gets the ball back there. And it's cleared away by Bourne, looking for Gwengwe. And now Adams has the ball. Loose touch there, just trying to find Gwengwe again, but it's cleared away by Willand. It's all a bit messy here. Kempster comes inside, now looking for a longer ball out wide, but can't. And Medway just clears the ball out of harm's way. Any sign of the board yet?
No, I can see someone stripping off, but I can't see the board.
Okay, I think it is new signing Woody Angel, but it's just going to be about who will be making way for him. Ollie, who would you expect Angel to be coming on for?
I think it could be Jack Hoey, him being on a yellow card. And as I was saying, he had a brilliant performance against Hedgend Town, but he just hasn't really been able to get in the game as much this against Willand. We've had most of our attacking threat on the left-hand side. Griffin's been lively. We just unfortunately haven't seen enough of Hoey. I would expect Angel to come on there.
Benjamin Rees, the Twitter commentator today, just pointing out that Tommaso has got a bit of strapping on his right leg. That could potentially be a little bit of a visual representation of what might be happening. Kempster and Bourne challenging there, but I think Bourne has been penalised and it will be a free kick to Willand. Harry, if you do hear do see anything, do give us a thumbs up. We'll fade the mic up and the ball into the box there. Noyce collects it at the second attempt and now looking to distribute it long. Gwengwe is there and Burton's come out to collect it, and he does. Oh, just collects it into his box. A little bit edgy for a minute there.
It may be edgy, but I think it's quite refreshing to see that, you know, most of the games we see quite cautious keepers, conservative keepers. It's quite cool, I think. It is quite cool to see a keeper that just comes rushing off his line so much and has so far out of his you know, comfort zone, I guess.
Yeah, the comfort zone of his area is, maybe not particularly comfortable for him. Maybe he's a defender by trade, I'm not sure. A converted defender. Gwengwe with the athletic and acrobatic attempt to get the ball to Adams, but it just goes through to the hands of Burton. Ball played out by Bailey to this near side with the left back Richards. All around the corner there. Clipped over the top there, looking for Kempster again, but cleared. And Totten just can't get their foot on the ball with any sort of kind of comfort on the ball. It's a little bit of a messy half, a messy period of the game at the moment.
I mean, this second half has started much the same way as the first half started. We just can't, no team has really been able to get their foot on the ball. No team's really making any cutting, decisive passes, decisive choices.
Ray gives the ball forward and Regay has to do his defensive work and clears it away. And Griffin comes back to collect that ball. Looks to turn around the corner and he's driving away, but he's dispossessed. And a hefty challenge there by Tommaso, and it's cleared long by Reed. And that's going to go all the way through to Burton and into his area. And Dan Sackman looking to get the defensive line up. A lot of frustration down on the touchline there. Not happy with that one goal lead that Tottenham have at the moment. And Willand have won the ball again. Wilson nearly gets there, but Medway is able to clear it away. Just waiting to see. There's a little bit of movement on the touchline, but looks like Andrew Hanley's there with the board. I'm not sure if we've seen who it's going to be yet. As we see Willand on the far side with the ball. A good tussle there between Rice Leatherby and Freddie Reed. A little bit of argy-bargy going on between them as well. Just having a little look. And it is going to be number 8. So it's going to be Freddie Reed who makes way.
I guess that's quite surprising. I think in the first half, you know, he had a few loose passes he made. Maybe he hasn't impacted the game as much as he would have liked. But, you know, it's not completely out of the question, is it? Woody Angel for Freddie Reed.
Freddie's going to be replaced.
Yeah, well, Woody Angel, new signing. If you didn't get coverage of the Hedge End game in midweek, you won't have seen him yet, but he is on loan from Aldershot. So it will be interesting to see a player who's dropped down a few leagues to get some action on a loan move. But clearly, a player who's signed on for or registered with Aldershot, that is, he's going to be a player of some quality.
Of course, you know, we're getting lots of players from the upper leagues.
Ball over the top here. Sorry to interrupt you. And Bourne does well to give it back to Noyce. Sorry, back to you, Ollie.
No, it's fine. You know, in that sale of Jordan Ngalo to Aldershot has kind of opened up a few more opportunities to, you know, we've been able to, I'd say, take on trial, but, you know, take on loan players to give them a go in our lineup. And, you know, if you're on the books at Aldershot Town with three divisions above us, you've got to have some quality, and I can only imagine it.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll be good to see him play. He scored on his debut the other night. Ball over the top there from Adams, looking for Hoey, but it's into the hands of Burton. And Burton's probably been the busiest player on the pitch in the first kind of 12 minutes of this second half. Harry Medway with a big header round the corner there from Hoey. Can't find Gwengri though, and Medway comes and wins the header, but there's a push there from Tommaso and a little exertion there from Ollie. Not happy with that.
I'm just getting quite frustrated myself about how little the referee's letting go. He's just calling every single, I guess it's a barge at the end of the day, isn't it? But, you know, I think that's just, there's been so many moments in this game where there's been tiny little shoulders to shoulders, 50-50s, and the referee's not having any of it. It's just not allowing the game to flow, which is why I think we've had quite a scrappy opening 15 or so minutes of this half.
Yeah, seeing a few players warming up on the touchline. Got Ethan Taylor down there and Brett Williams. So a couple of more attacking options here. Guppy challenges for a ball in the box there and it's cleared away by Bourne. But still nothing going forward for Totten and they're able to win the ball there. Willand plays the long ball out onto the far side. There's a good touch by the substitute Wilson, but he's dispossessed by Regay and now an opportunity to release Gwengri. Gwengri takes a touch, gives it inside to Regay, and it was the right ball, and he would have been clear on goal, but he was dispossessed there, and the ball was won by Bailey, and now Willand come forward. A little clipped ball there, a head-in-hands moment for Rice Leatherby as it rolls through to the feet of Noyce.
Yeah, just going to update the listeners to some of the events that's going on around the grounds in the division.
Long ball here and it's into the hands of Burton.
There's been a red card and no surprises to who. It's Talakul Larkhall Athletic, Brad Norris has been sent off. I'm not entirely sure what for. Barnstable did pull a goal back against Froome Town to make it 3-1, but immediately after, Kane Simpson, brilliant goal scorer in this division, put the Robins 4-1 up away at Barnstable.
Yeah, 4-1 there. So it's, Barnstable have been on the receiving end of quite a few heavy losses. Substitution being made here by the away side, and it's going to be Glenn Gould, who has been booked, coming off, and it will be Louis Jagger-Kane to come on. And Louis Jagger-Kane has scored a number of goals this season, so that will be interesting. A positive change for the away side.
Yeah, it's interesting that they've that Russell G has decided to make this change now, when it seems as though that Jagger-Kane was almost a better replacement for Benjamin Griffith, who was subbed off at half time. But it just, maybe the manager thought, you know, we'll test something out for the opening 15 minutes, see if this system works, and he's reverted back to what they've gone for before.
Yeah, so Louis Jagger-Kane, who has 6 goals this season. Gwengwe goes down heavily there. Woody Angel wins that ball, finds Griffin. Griffin with the shot from distance. Oh, what a goal! Absolutely no backlift on the shot from Sam Griffin, and he drives it into the bottom left-hand corner of the goal from absolutely nothing. AFC Totten double their lead. It's AFC Totten 2, Welland Rovers 0.
What a brilliant goal from Sam Griffin. This man has so much ability. There's very few players around this level that have got the technique to pull something like that off. Absolutely no run-up. He's at a standstill, and he just beautifully clips the ball.
It was in the wrong position. His body wasn't in the right position, and we know that he favours that ball on the outside of the boot, but he's put it right into the postage stamp in the bottom left-hand corner.
He played it as if he was, it's almost as if, you know, what we see like Medway or Flukes do, where you just clip a ball over the top, but it's got a bit of backspin on it, but it's rising, and it was just so effortless, wasn't it?
It was, exactly, and Woody Angel getting involved in that, giving that ball to Griffin. Nice little assist for Angel, so a goal and an assist. Well, goal on the other night, and assist today. It's a good start to his Stags career. But a goal for one of the fans' favourites here, Sam Griffin, to double the lead in what could be a key game with other sides leading elsewhere. Griffin back on the ball here, plays the ball looking for Gwengwe. It finds Regay. Regay turning onto his weaker right foot, now turning back. Can he get a shot away? Looking for Gwengwe. It was a white ball, but it was fell at the feet of Bailey. Clip long, now looking for Jagger-Kane. Turns back. Now looking for his options. He's got an option outside. Plays it out onto that right-hand side. Now inside to Rhys Letheby. Back to Jagger-Kane. He's a bit deeper than he would like to be. Gives it to Searle in the right-back position. Captain for the away side today. Just moving the ball around. Adam Poole clips the ball over the top, and it will be a throw-in.
Just going back to that goal we scored, the first thing that Dan Sackman did was, instead of celebrating, he called Robert Flukes over to have a word with him. Now, obviously, I'm not a mind reader. I can't exactly say, I don't know exactly what he said. But, you know, his first instinct was to speak to Flukes and just maybe just get that backline sorted. Just, you know, not reprimanding him, but asserting that, you know, we're not going to let this lead slip. We're going to keep it tight at the back. And, you know, we've got a 2-0 lead now. It should be ours to lose.
And that's what you need. You need those solid heads to be the most focused heads on the pitch when something like that happens. The player's gone down there quite heavily. I think he just looked to head the ball for Willand. I think that might be Rhys Letheby. And he's headed the chest or the chin of Jordan Regay. Regay walks away without any issues. I wonder if Harry Good could... shed any light on that. Did you see what happened with Flukes and Dan Sackman there?
I think Ollie banged it right on the head there, because you're 2-0 up. You don't want to let the lead slip. And before that goal, the opposition were all over us.
Yeah, great observation there. And that is exactly the case. Free kick comes into the box here. Noyce is there and he collects it with ease at the highest point and now distributes it long. Looking for Gwengwe, but that is a driven ball. But Hoey wins the second ball. Now finds Jake Adams. Just Adams and Gwengwe. Now Hoey joining the attack. And Ranks coming forward. Left, right and centre. Bourne with the ball into the box. Hoey with something athletic. Acrobatic. And that's a... Well, it bounced off a defender. It was high in the air behind him. Looked for the overhead kick. But it's gone a long way over.
That is an effort of a man who's just scored 4 goals in midweek, isn't it? He's on top of the world and he thinks that would have been, that would have put Sam Griffin's goal to shame if that were him.
And it's hard to do that. Chris Marshall saying, first home game missed, but good to tune in. Thanks for being with us, Chris. We see your name so regularly on the Podbean, which is great to see. And also seeing, Andrew Aitken, a little loose touch there by Burton, but he's able to clear it. Andrew Aitken saying, hi guys, I'm Andrew and Paul and Jill are sitting in the other stand and we can see you guys. Can you see us? We'll give you a little wave. I don't know if you can see us. Yeah, there they are on the left-hand side. We can see you waving. And thank you for listening in to the Podbean. Got Harrison Reed, one of our videographers here, our video journalists here at the club. He is saying, let's go Totten. 2-0 lead at the moment here. And a ball around the corner there by Tommaso, looking for Gwengwe. It's a little bit too heavy though, and it will go out for a goal kick. Just having a little look around the ground. Sam Griffin's goal just being reported there. And there's been another goal at Scholing.
Oh, wow. There's been another 2 goals at Scholing. Oh, yeah, they've gone 3 and 4-0 up. Byron Mason has scored again. And Stuart Green, who was, I thought he was brilliant when we unfortunately lost 2-1 to them at their ground.
A very good player of high quality. Ball over the top here for Jagger Kane on the right-hand side. Cuts inside, trying to beat Harry Medway. And Harry Medway, composed as always. But then Regay loses the ball, gives it to Guppy. Inside to Ray. And there's a free kick there. And it will be an opportunity to get the ball into the mixer here for Willand. Getting all sorts of comments now on the Podbean. Got Trev JL saying, stuck in Milan. That's the British. That's because of British Airways. So missing the game. Oh, well, there are worse places to be held.
I was going to say.
Hoey tries to clear the ball away, but it comes to Ray. Ray gives the ball to Searle, I think it is. Cuts inside. Actually, no, it's Rice Leatherby. Ball out to the left back, and it's Richards. And he drags it wide. But another opportunity there for Willand. Sarah saying, can you see me? Is that Sarah, stadium manager Sarah? I don't know where she is. You have to let us know where you are, Sarah, and we will see if we can see you. Harrison Reed saying, starting to get a little chillier over here. Where is he? There he is. He gives us a wave on the far side as we look over by the car park. He should have put a coat on or another coat. It's nice and warm up here. And if you are just joining us on Stags Radio, we do thank you for being with us. And it is 2-0 to the Stags at the moment. Griffin with a good ball out to Bourne. Bourne plays the ball inside to Adams. There's a push there in the back. Referee's not given anything. And Adams keeps hold of the ball. And then not able to win it. Gwengwe collects the ball in the box. He's got Bourne as an option. Tries to get the ball in the box and wins a corner. Does really well there. Gwengwe not really had a sniff today, but still keeping awake to the opportunity when they come.
No, that was good there to win a corner. It was pinball in the box.
Just seeing Sarah saying she's in the office working hard. Yeah, no, in that case, we won't be able to see you. But we do appreciate the work that you do. Sarah Quinn, the stadium manager here at the Snow Stadium. Ball played into the box here by Adams. It's punched away. A one-handed punch there by Burton. Flukes looking to get the second ball. I wonder if he's just trying to shadow it out. And he does. He does really well. Jockeys that ball out and it will be a throw-in to Totten on the far side. Oh, I'm enjoying this sun. I tell you what, this is the most sun I've probably had in about 5 months, maybe longer. But, and I tell you what, look, I know we do keep talking about the sunny snows, but it's a lovely day for football.
No, it's a brilliant day for football. And I think it's just, you know, how we've been so devoid of any sun in the park. We've had a storm, we've had rain, hail, we've had all sorts.
Noyce coming out to get that ball and he clears it away, but it comes off Jagger Kane and it has gone out for a throw. But there was, well, Jagger Kane did take a bit of a tumble going over the top of Noyce, but Totten have benefited from that and it will be a throw-in that Regay will take on the far side.
Could just see Craig Hobbs taking the mick out of Harrison Reed a bit, not saying he's not used to being down in the thick of it anymore. Yeah.
Can see Craig Hobbs, our club photographer. You're getting everyone listening in at the moment. We've got videographers, photographers, fans. Chris Marshall, who's not able to be here. And we've got Trev JL, who's stuck in Milan. Little pull on the shirt there on Richards. But Hoey is able to dispossess him. And Bourne clears the ball, but Flukes has to make a big header there. And Hoey with the ball over the top here. And Jake Adams is chasing it, but I think Burton will get a lost cause there for Jake Adams, who I think has been really, really good today.
Yeah, I think this is a position that suits him a bit better, just in front of the two holding midfielders, more defensive-minded. Since Woody Angel's come on, he's been a bit more defensive. He's almost a like-for-like for Freddie Reed. And as you said, you know...
Yeah, it's the clearance there from the goalkeeper. It goes straight off Griffin, sorry. But I thought there was an opportunity to say quick throw, but it is actually a Willen throw. Just looking at the stats in front of me, of course, Adams made his debut against Barnstable as a very, very late substitution. And then we've got him making his first start in the Hedge End victory, and he scored twice. So he's really hit the ground running since joining the club.
You can tell he's got bags of talent. He's only 19 years of age. He's got a good footballing future ahead of him. I can tell you that for free. And it kind of makes... Ooh.
Yeah, it's a good challenge there by Bourne. He's able to get the ball out of play. Tomasso with his hands in the air, claiming a free kick, but nothing given. Richards with the ball in. Back to Richards, just bounced off Rhys Letheby, and now the ball across, and I thought Tomasso was going to get there, but he can't. And Willand keep possession. We're getting all sorts of messages on the Podbean now, which is great to see. The mysterious Lord Voldemort saying, "Can you see me?" Well, no, I can't. And there's a ball forward here, and now Bourne's through. Can he get the ball across? He can't. But it's a good sliding challenge by Adam Poole, and it will be a throw-in to Tottenham. I can now see the mysterious Lord Voldemort, but we will try and maintain some mystery about that. Any more comments on there, Ollie?
Yep, lots of fire emojis. Everyone's saying, people saying Tottenham's on fire. Andrew Aitken, as you said. Cassie Adams is also saying her boy is on fire, which I can only assume is Jake Adams. And yes, it certainly is on fire.
Yep, correct. Ball played forward there. It comes off the hand of the attacker for Willand Kempster, but it's cleared out by Flukes. Nothing given against the handball, so it will be a throw-in. And it's great to see you all on listening in to Stags Radio. AFC Tottenham with a 2-0 lead as yet. A goal in the first half from Jake Adams, and a second goal, a beautiful goal from Sam Griffin in the 60th minute, just right on the hour mark. And look, I've got to say, Dan Sackman will be a lot happier now than he was in the first half. So now, as this ball's cleared away by Adam Tomasso, have we got a much happier Dan Sackman on the touchline? I'll throw down to Harry. Harry Good.
I think we do. And I think there's a substitution for Tottenham about to happen. I think it's Ben Jefford who's about to come on.
Interesting. Ben Jefford potentially making his return to the team. And it will be Ben Jefford. And we will just have a little look. Any news on who it is? It's number 7. It will be Jack Hoey. So Jack Hoey coming off for Ben Jefford. It's a defensive switch. What do you make of that, Ollie?
I'm not entirely sure what we could be doing here, seeing as Jordan Regay still on the field. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, as I'm just seeing now, I think we're going to see Jordan Regay in a bit more in an advanced role on the left of Gwengwe, and Griffin swapped over to the right-hand side. So we've got now a left-footed on the left-footed winger and a right-footed winger on their according sides.
Yeah, I think that is what's happened. So they're staying in the same kind of layout in terms of formation, but yeah, Regay in a much more advanced role. So will be a goal kick for Lewis Noyce after you.
Yeah, it does make sense to bring on Ben Jefford being 2-0 up. I think he's much more of a no-nonsense fullback than Jordan Regay.
Chance here for Regay. He plays the ball off his knee, and I think Gwengwe was trying to get the ball, and that will be a free kick is given against Gwengwe, who was trying to keep the ball in play, but a player's gone down very heavily. Down by the fence that goes round the pitch. Willand player. I'm not entirely sure who it is. Just trying to have a little look. But he is back on his feet. It's number 4. It's Adam Poole. Thank you very much, Craig Hobbs. That's very kind of you. In the perfect place. Nearly got a little bit of collateral there, mate. But he's, wipes the sweat off his brow, and he's got a smile on his face, and he's shooting his shots with his camera. Great photography, got to say, from Craig Hobbs. Every game that he's here at home, the photography's brilliant. Ball over the top by Tommaso, looking for Regay. In this left wing position, just faces up against the defender, and Searle gets a touch on the ball, and now they can come away with it. I think it's Jagger Kane looking to come away. No, it isn't. Sorry, it's Wilson. And a little challenge there in the middle, and Tommaso just rests his head on the ground, and it will be a free kick to Tottenham. I've got to say, a relatively good turnout here. Of course, it's a sunny day, so you'll get people that would rather be elsewhere. But for those that are here, getting a good kind of combative game.
It's perfect timing as well. As you know, as we make this promotion push, we're going to need as many fans as possible.
Jake Adams with the ball into the box. Ball across from Jefford. Opportunity for Gwengwe, and it's put over the bar. And I think it was an offside flag against Jefford. So it wouldn't have counted had it have gone in anyway. But Ben Jefford, wow, he's going to need to get a shot of oxygen after getting that high up the pitch. Oh, I'm going to get ribbed for that later. But hey ho, I don't care. It's good to see that as Jefford came onto the pitch, coming on as a sub, Griffin gave him a little bit of abuse, just friendly abuse as he came on. There is a player down on the deck for Willand, while there is this stoppage in play. Dan Sackman's having a chat with Griffin and Tommaso. Do you see who that was who went down?
I didn't know. I'm wondering if it was anything to do with that Gwengwe challenge earlier.
Oh, down there.
Yeah.
It is number four, yeah. Just seeing from Craig Hobbs that it is Adam Poole who was involved in that challenge. That's a good observation from you, who is going down, clearly feeling the effects of that challenge. They still got one more substitution that they can make, and they have got defensive-minded players on the bench. Or being 2-0 down, they could bring on someone like Noah Coppin, who has scored a few goals this season. He's got four goals, so he's the third top scorer for for Willand in the league. It looks like he's actually holding his wrist as he comes off. We'll just throw down to Harry. Is that what you can see from down there?
He's holding his wrist, but I'm not too sure if he's landed on it awkwardly.
Okay. He doesn't look particularly pleased, though. It looks like he has sustained some sort of injury. Any sign of a substitution from down there, Harry?
I think so. Number 15.
Number 15. Thank you very much. That will be Travis Yule Turner, who will be coming on for Willand. Thank you for that, Harry. And it will be number four, Adam Poole, to go off. The final change for Willand Rovers. Never nice to see a player going off through injury, is it?
No, of course not. He was a bit of a grimace on his face as he walked off as well. And I think it must have been something to do with that Gwengwe challenge over. There was no malice in it whatsoever, but I think they were both desperate to get to the ball before it went out of play. And just as Harry said on the touchline, just landed awkwardly, unfortunately.
So a two-goal cushion for the Stags here at the Snows. Froome leading 4-1 away at Barnstable. Bristol Manor Farm with a two-goal lead against Highworth. But the big story today, if it stays like this, is that Cinderford Town are holding league leaders Cirencester to a goalless draw as it stands. Plymouth Parkway are 2-0 up away at Plainham against Lark Hall. We'll just break to the football here. Griffin looks to find Adams, but it just an inch in front of his toe, and it goes through to the hands of Burton. Mangotsfield taking a one-goal lead at home to Lymington, which would be a great result for Mangotsfield, who had slipped considerably down the table in recent times. And Scholing 4-0 up against Melksham. And I think that's going to be a yellow card, potentially, for Gwengwe. He got in the way of the goalkeeper, but he didn't touch the ball. So, no, it can't be a yellow card. So, it is just that he's asking Gwengwe to step away. But that's a very strange one. Very interesting. Hey-ho. Just hearing that it is actually only 1-0 to Plymouth Parkway at Plainham against Lark Hall. Yeah, Scholing with a 4-0 lead against Melksham at home, just across the other side of the city from where we are right now. And Slimbridge 2, Poulton Rovers 3. A nice tight game there at Slimbridge. Angel looks for Griffin, but it's just misplaced. And Richards is able to get the ball away. Finds his opposite number on the far side. There's the fullback on the far side. Searle, captain for Willand. Cuts back and gives it to Guppy. It looks like Guppy's gone centre-half for a bit. That's a good clipped ball over to the far side. Kempster. Ball into the box here. Great opportunity, and Medway makes a much-needed header out. And Jefford is able to come away with it and clear it long.
Really good defending there from Harry Medway. He hasn't had much to do in this second half, but he just got an important nick to just flick it away from the incoming striker. Really good.
Oh, there's no whistle from the referee. That's dreadful, that. Oh. And there was almost like everyone stopped, expecting a whistle. Even the Willand players stopped. And Gwengwe wins the ball. And now Griffin has gone down. And he is on his back. And he that was away from the ball, which doesn't look good. I think he's just got cramp, maybe. He is trying to stretch himself out. He can touch his toes on both sides. He must be particularly flexible, because I can't do that. Did you see him go down, Harry?
Yeah, he's gone down and he's looked towards the bench, but I don't see anyone stripping off.
Okay, so as yet, it looks like he will be able to continue, but a bit of cramp, do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, looks like cramp. Thank you for that, Harry. So he is able to continue at the moment. Didn't need any treatment from Andrew Hanley, who's wearing his bright red cap. Yeah, I don't know what to make about that bright red cap. We saw it earlier in the season. And it seems to be coming back out of the cupboard. But as soon as the club shop opens here at the Snow Stadium, I'm sure he'll be getting himself a nice blue cap. Angel with the ball forward. Nearly finds Adams. Bourne wins that header, gives it to Griffin. Griffin flicks the ball over the top, and he is walking very, very gingerly now. So I can only imagine it might be an opportunity to see Ethan Taylor or Brett Williams come on. It does look like there is going to be a change. Just waiting to see who it's going to be. Because Griffin's down again on the deck, and it is going to be Brett Williams. Is that what you can see there, Harry?
It would be Brett Williams.
Yeah, so Brett Williams, an attacking change here for the Stags. Sam Griffin, who's worked so hard this afternoon, and Brett Williams comes on. We've got 9 minutes left here at the Snow Stadium. AFC Tottenham hold a 2-0 lead over the Devon All Whites of Willand Rovers. And on comes Brett Williams, former Football League player. He's been up and down the leagues, and it looks like Shaq Gwengwe has come out onto this right-hand side, and Williams will play straight down the middle. Is that what you see?
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. That definitely makes sense.
That's a long old throw, though, from Bourne, and that's gone all the way through to Craig Hobbs, the cameraman. And it's a great touch from Craig, actually. Sign him up, Dan. Sign him up. And it will be a goal kick.
Just saying, it's got to be about eight minutes left now. Willand still haven't really given this game a go, haven't they? They're two goals down with, you know, time's very much against them, and they're not attacking. And really, they are not attacking.
It's cleared long there. And we'll go to that in a second. Flukes with the high clearance, and Medway tries to win the second ball. He does, but it goes out for a throw-in on the far side. Harrison Reed with a bit of intel. It looks as though the player who went off, which was Adam Poole, the centre-half, it looks like he had hurt his finger rather than his wrist. But either way, not a nice area to be getting an injury. Andrew Aitken saying, hello, Stags Radio. We love you guys, and we love the stage we can get. We love that the Stags can get so many in the stand to stand up. That is, yeah, there are a lot of people in this stand. There are some empty seats, as you would expect, because quite a few people round at Mally's Corner standing in the sunlight. Willand with the ball here. Jagger Kane, shaped to shoot, and he's dragged to the ground by Tommaso, and it will be a free kick. Yeah, much in that.
No, that seems like a perfect segue to what Harrison said earlier. If he wanted to listen to a whistle all afternoon, he'd have stayed at home and blown his own.
There it is.
This referee has given way far too many fouls for my liking.
Yeah, it's interesting. At times he's let the game go too freely. At other times he's been very hot on the whistle. So maybe a little bit inconsistent potentially, but look, he's got a much better view than we do. He blows his whistle here for Jagger Kane to have this free kick. It's straight at the wall. Woody Angel finds that ball and clips it around the corner, looking for Shaq Gwengwe, but they both him and the defender Richards run off the pitch, hit the barriers, and they are fit to continue, though. Richards with the throw in there. That's a good challenge there by Jake Adams, and they win the ball. And he's just telling them to slow the game down, not wanting to play it too quick here. He knows his side have got a 2-0 lead here with 6.5 minutes to go. Bourne with the throw, finds Brett Williams inside to Jake Adams. Can Jake Adams shoot? He gets into a position as if he was going to shoot. Regay, and it's just off the side of his boot and it goes wide. But I thought Adams had a chance to shoot there.
Yeah, I think he was trying to fashion the chance. He's very comfortable on the left foot, maybe not so on the right side, but he's got a wicked left foot strike anyway. I think the defender blocked him quite well there, didn't really give him any opportunity to use him as a decoy, so he opted to go out for Regay. Just got unlucky with a bobble, I think, the makeshift left winger.
Yeah, not many bobbles on this pitch, though. Gareth, who is our lead groundsman, head groundsman here, does a great job on the pitch, and it always looks brilliant. Header out wide, though, and Richards has got it for the away side. As we hear that there's another goal at Mangots Field, and it's against Lymington, but we will let you know of that. Shaq wins the ball back, and now there's a 3v3. Oh, it's a loose pass. That was a great opportunity there for Tottenham to drive forward. Now Regay has a chance to dispossess a player, and he's driving forward, and Burton clears it away. Only as far as Gwengry, though. Flicked ball there by Rhys Letherby, wins the ball back, and then there's a foul by Gwengry on Rhys Letherby, and a little bit of afters as well, and Gwengry will receive a yellow card for this. Another silly one.
I think he'll take it, though. You know, he's a forward. He's not going to accumulate too many yellow cards over the course of the season. Just wastes a few seconds. Allows the game to peter out a bit more. But still, was it 2-0 up with just under 5 minutes to go of normal time? And Willand have still yet to truly trouble Lewis Noyce, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. And actually, we'll just have a little look here. Yeah, so Lymington Town's Adam Biss has scored an own goal. He's put through his own net to give Mangots Field a 2-0 lead now. And Mangos really struggling down the bottom of the table. Like, I think they're 18th at the moment in the table. But that will be a massive victory for them.
Oh, it will be. And especially with Barnstable. I know they're obviously getting pretty thrashed today against Froome Town, but Barnstable have been on a bit of a late great escape surge, as they keep calling it on Twitter, the great escape.
I did see that, yeah.
Mangotsfield will have, they've got Barnstable breathing down their necks more than they would have liked, and the win today is going to be huge for them to ensure they stay in the division.
From where you were, Harry, could you hear any of the conversation between the referee and Shaq Gwengry there?
No, I couldn't hear any.
But he just took his yellow card and walked off.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing that he could do. The referee had made his decision. And it's just one of those things, isn't it? It happens. Not the easiest game to referee today. Lots of hefty challenges going in. But yeah, it's one of those things. What I will do is I'll get Harry to come up to us in the commentary area if he can, and what we'll do is we'll send Ollie down to go and get a post-match interview on the pitch. So when you're ready, Harry, come on up as Willand go on the attack with Richards on this left-hand side. Oh no, sorry, it isn't. It's Kempster on this left-hand side. Richards with the overlapping run. Ball into the box there by Ray. It's cleared away by Medway, who's been really good today. Just seeing Searle put the ball into the box, headed away by Flukes. Yet again, another aerial challenge. And they find Shaq Gwengry, and Bourne is able to clear it away, and it goes high and into the stand here. Just going to have a little swap of equipment here. I'll pass that over to you. And if you want to come round, we'll get you on co-commentary for a bit. Richards, long ball into the box. There's Jagger Kane's there, but Lewis Noyce is able to collect it with ease. So, Lewis Noyce with the ball in his hands. About two and a little bit minutes left. And so we've made our little change up here in the commentary box. And I got Harry Good with me. Harry? Hello, are you okay?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Yeah, good, thank you. So it will be a free kick here, and it's Woody Angel who's been fouled by Willand. And it will be Jake Adams to take this free kick. And it's from about 30-odd yards out from the goal. Jake Adams seeing a player off, seeing the goalkeeper off his line. He's quite a way off his line there. Clips the ball into the box. Medway's there, and both Medway and Jefford thought each other were going to get it, and it is a goal kick. Not going to be challenging George Burton there.
No.
So from your vantage point down there, you've probably heard a lot going on the touchline with Dan Sackman's frustration down there. And it looks like that's going to be a yellow card there for Jake Adams. Just grabbing the shirt of Richards down there. A clear yellow card, do you reckon?
I think Tottenham are just trying to slow the game down a little bit more. Well, they're 2-0 up with like probably 5 minutes to go.
Not even, less than a minute to go. Yeah, well, time has been flying for you, clearly.
Yeah.
And we will throw down to Ollie. Ollie, can you hear us?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Any idea on how many minutes of stoppage time there are likely to be?
I can see the ball going up. It's going to be 4 minutes added on here.
4 minutes added on here. So a minimum of 4 minutes added on here at the Snows. So we will keep you updated on how long there is left in this game. Willand back on the attack here, and it's cleared away by Medway. And it looks like Williams is onside here, and he's tried to lift it over the goalkeeper, and he's cleared it over the goal. I think there was an opportunity there to drive forward into the box and have a more meaningful shot on goal, but he saw the keeper was off his line and looked to take advantage.
Yeah, he had all the time in the world, but I think he rushed it a little bit.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. So I can hear somebody's beeper going off to suggest that it's... it's yours. And there's a chance here for Regay. Regay puts the ball into the box. And he's driven it just past the right-hand post. And that is whiskers wide.
Tottenham having a lot more chance in these last 2 minutes.
Yeah, big spaces being amassed on this pitch. Flukes wins the header. Tommaso finds Adams. Adams, great turn there. Can he play in one of his teammates? He's still in a shooting opportunity. Stumbling over my words there. Adams tries to get the ball in the box. It's fallen out to Regay. Regay lifts it into the box. And it's a header there by Shaq Gwengri. But it's gone wide. But Brett Williams was probably in a better position.
Yeah, Tottenham have had three great chances in these last 3 minutes.
Yeah, it has been a shot a minute, if that. So it will be a goal kick to Burton. And Burton will be pleased to see that go past the post. Ollie, I know you can hear me. Have a little think about who your Stags Radio man of the match will be, and we'll see if we can get a word with them at the end of this game as well. There's a hefty challenge there on Gwengri, and an even heftier challenge there by Adam Tommaso. Doesn't make any contact with the player, though. Guppy trying to shield that ball out of play, and he does actually very well against Brett Williams there. So, Ollie, you've had about 10 seconds. Who's your Stags Radio man of the match?
I think I've got to give it to Jake Adams.
Yeah, she turned towards us. There we go.
It's going to give it to Jake Adams today, I think. First league start for AFC Tottenham. I think he's been brilliant just behind the striker. Obviously has a goal to his name as well. And just there, just the way he carries the ball is just such a skillful asset to have in this team.
But as we can see from your mic, that Dan Sackman is still shouting a lot, isn't he, Harry?
Yeah.
He's a very vocal manager. And he will be very pleased if Tottenham can see out the next 90 seconds, the last 90 seconds of this game here at the Snow Stadium. AFC Tottenham with a 2-0 lead over Devonians Willand Rovers. But there's still a chance here for Willand. Willand in possession. Dispossessed is Jagger Kane, and the ball's played through there by Ray, and it will just be a throw-in. Nothing that they can do at this late stage, Harry.
No, the opposition don't really have any opportunities. They haven't had many opportunities throughout the game as well.
Yeah, it's been a tough game for them, to say the least. Got about we're just hearing that the attendance is 545 here at the Snow Stadium. Thank you so much for being here. Jake Adams, the man of the match for Stags Radio. Looks for the ball for Regay, but it's not telegraphed, and it's moved away slightly. Yeah, so 545 just being announced on the tannoy. It's great news, that. And thank you for being with us. And plenty more on Stags Radio. Gwengri still fighting to the death till the end here. And there's a little bit of a late tussle here. Ooh. And don't want anything silly to happen here. Both players getting involved, Richards and Gwengri. Gwengri already booked. Referee's going to have to make a decision here. I'm hoping he's not going to tarnish Gwengui. I think it was just a bit of handbags. I don't think there was anything in that really, Harry.
No, but if he does get a yellow, that's a very silly yellow card to get. Very late on in the game as well.
Yeah, Richards and Gwengui both having a chat with the referee here. As we see, Bristol Manor Farm have made it 3 and then 4-0. And William Howells has scored an equaliser for Slimbridge, meaning it's 3-0 against Poulton Rovers. Poulton, who tend to be so good on the road, drawing 3-0. And that is the full-time whistle here at the Snow Stadium. AFC Totten continue their unbeaten run. And it's 5 games now unbeaten for AFC Totten. And the full-time whistle goes here at the Snow Stadium, a very sunny Snow Stadium, just as it starts to chill down. And it's AFC Totten 2, Willand Rovers 0. Goals from Jake Adams, the Stags Radio man of the match, and Sam Griffin. On the balance of things, Harry, a good result for Totten.
Yeah, Totten deserved it throughout the game. They played very well, created many of chances, and let the opposition have no chances throughout the game.
You can see that Ollie is just trying to hunt out a player. I think he's going to look for to have a quick chat with Jake Adams, the Stags Radio man of the match. And we will throw over to him now. Ollie is with the Stags Radio man of the match.
Yeah, Stags Radio man of the match, Jake Adams. 2-0, a goal. How does it feel?
Feels great. You know, first league start. Happy to get a goal. Happy to get 3 points, which is the most important thing. And a good team display of another clean sheet.
We thought it would be a 4-3-3 today with you in the centre midfield, but you were more advanced just behind the striker. Do you prefer that kind of position?
Yeah, I like finding it in the pocket, driving forward, slipping through players, shooting, getting goals.
So 19 years old, you're excited, finishing off the season. How far do you think this Totten team can go this season? What's the aim?
I think we're going to go all the way, push for 3 points we can get and hopefully get as high up as we can.
Brilliant. That's good from Jake Adams there, our man of the match.
Yeah, the
big
Stags
grin on his face.
Yeah, he's a massive grin. I can see it from here. I wonder if you can get a word with Dan Sackman as well, if you can find him. I can see he's having a little chat with Harrison Reed while we just wait for Ollie to head over. Look, 2 goals, Jake Adams. He's a great player, isn't he?
Yeah, all-round great performance today from the team and him individually.
So I think Ollie has got Dan Sackman, a very pleased but slightly relieved Dan Sackman.
Yeah, I just spoke to him now. He said he's very, very happy. I'm with him. Dan Sackman, a 2-0 win, a really, really encouraging performance.
Yeah, we were really happy with that. We've been saying for a while we want to be a little bit more robust. I thought that was a really comfortable, assured performance again at home. So obviously we've got a lot of home games coming up, and if we're going to put in performances like that, probably not the most entertaining at times, but if we're going to get the results, then bring it on.
Coming off the back of a 12-0 win, is it difficult to avoid from complacency? I know it was against a Hedge End Town team that obviously aren't very good at this level. But is it difficult to avoid from complacency, or is it just a simple job?
I'm not sure it's complacency, but the game is definitely different. The pitches are different. We had to work a lot harder today to create the space that we were given on Tuesday. Therefore, you get less chances. So we tweaked it a little bit at half-time. They went a little bit wider and a little bit more expansive and found the room for the guys to finish the game off.
With our promotion rivals all picking up, most of our promotion rivals picking up points as well today, it's good to keep on the pressure at the top of the table, isn't it?
100%. All the time we're winning, that's all we can control and all we can do. So if that's what we have to keep doing and we keep doing it, then it'll put us in a good place come the end of the season.
Ollie, I was just going to say, you might want to let him know that Cinderford have held Cirencester to a 0-0 draw.
I just heard from Doug Webber that Cinderford, in fact, held Cirencester to a 0-0 draw, which you look absolutely delighted about.
Yeah, obviously that helps. It definitely helps. But as I say, if we keep picking up 3 points, Cirencester have got to come here. So we'll keep pushing them as hard as we can, definitely.
We've got to do our job at the end of the day, don't we?
Exactly that, yeah.
Thanks very much, Dan. Going back to you, Doug.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that, Ollie. And look, you can see how pleased he was about the fact that Cirencester haven't been able to pick up a result today.
Yeah, he's very pleased that promotion rivals end up drawing and not getting the 3 points.
Yeah, the others have all picked up results. So Froome Town have got a 4-1 victory. Bristol Manor Farm with a 4-0 victory. And Scholing with a 4-0 victory as well. So plenty to be pleased about for the promotion candidates. But a lot to be pleased about for us with that 0-0 draw between Cinderford and Cirencester. I'm going to say thank you to you, Harry, making your debut, and we will see you back on Stags Radio very soon. Ollie, any last words for us?
I think that was just a really, really brilliant performance from the lads. Didn't put a foot wrong at the back. It's really good up front with the two. To win 2-0, nothing really go wrong. It's a really, really, I dare say, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to keep it low key. It was a brilliant performance to keep the race at the top of the table.
Thank you for co-commentating with me, Ollie. I'm sure you'll be back on Stags Radio very shortly.
Yep. Yeah. I'll be back there soon. I think that's where I'm natural. I'm on the Twitter. But yeah, I'm sure Benji did a great job as well today. But I thoroughly enjoyed being on the co-coms.
Brilliant. Thank you for that, Ollie. And we are going to leave it there. It's a good day all round if you're a Stags fan. A 2-0 victory at home to Willand Rovers to continue the promotion push. And as the music plays out here in the Testwood area of Southampton, we will leave it there. The final score for you this afternoon is AFC Totten 2, Willand Rovers 0. We will see you very soon.